about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. The few minutes that you miss in your interaction because one person is late are just not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today on Being Late.
There are things that all organisms are temporally aware of because that's part of their survival mechanism, right? I mean, you see plants and they flower at different times, and that's coordinated with when pollinators are likely to be in the vicinity and will do their thing, you know? I mean, so there are all kinds of things that are regulated temporally. But what we do when the minute you get a clock that goes to seconds is now there's an expectation of precision that that didn't exist before there were clocks.
So what societies did before there were good clocks was that they synchronized to other kinds of events, right? So the Jewish day starts at sundown, which happens at a slightly different time on the rest of the clock. I mean, if we have an actual clock, it happens at a slightly different time every day. But sundown is sundown, and if that's when your day starts, that's when your day starts. And, you know, the Muslim call to prayer is a way of synchronizing a community to all pray at the same time, right? So what you're doing is you are creating modes of synchronization among people. But as Bob was saying, what we did was to mechanize that.
Right.
And to put everyone on the same standard, and then to put the world on the same standard, which runs through Greenwich of all places. And so we've synchronized our clocks to that so that there's a reasonable expectation that everyone's using the same system. The problem is there are both cultural approaches to time and there are personality-based approaches to time that will create individual differences across people or cultures in how sensitive they are to time. So, you know, stereotypically, the Germans are always on the clock, exactly on time. And that's just a cultural thing. And so as an example of this, I was in Switzerland once waiting to get a shuttle to the airport. The shuttle to the airport left every hour on the hour and the half hour. And it was 9:26. And I walked up to the concierge at the hotel and I said, "So the shuttle leaves in 5 minutes?" And he turned around, he went, "4 minutes, yes." And I thought to myself, typical American imprecision. And then there are personality characteristics. And one of them is the personality characteristic of conscientiousness, which is essentially, to what degree are you going to engage with conventions and rules that govern your social interactions? So a very conscientious person who is in a society that doesn't have a particularly strong value for punctuality will still show up late to things. They'll just show up exactly late enough to be on time.
Yeah, and nicely put.
And someone who is part of a culture that prizes punctuality is going to be there on time or early, and they'll be judging you when you arrive late. So conscientiousness does influence that. And if you're less conscientious, and then there are two factors that will lead people to be later than is culturally appropriate. One of which is lower conscientiousness. And the other actually is having greater stature or power. So if you have more power in the relationship, then you get to dictate the situation, because basically high power people assume I'm not late because I'm not there yet.
I mean, Art makes a really important point, is that when you are either in your own mind or in reality, the center of focus in whatever the organization happens to be, well, then nothing can start until you get there. So you can't be late because it hasn't started yet. But I want to come back to different individuals' expectations about time and how this either lubricates or gums up the gears of personal interactions. Because if someone has an expectation that I'm going to meet you here at this point in time, and I'm expecting you to be there at that point in time, then every passing minute beyond that point in time is annoying. Part of that is the problem of the person who knows that they're chronically late to give the impression that they're going to be exactly at 10 o'clock. Yeah. You know, and so again, so much of this has to do with what the expectation is. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about in other shows is that when you're aware of time, time seems to pass excruciatingly slowly.
And I do have a little advice for both those people who are chronically on time, who have people who are late, as well as people who are chronically late and hang out with people who are on time. And that first bit of advice is relax. In the grand scheme of life, the few minutes that you miss in your interaction because one person is late are just not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. And it is not worth disrupting personal and business relationships over something as silly as a person's synchronization to the clock. So, and I say this as someone who's chronically on time, relax. The other thing is it's important to put yourself in the other person's mindset every once in a while. So those people who are chronically on time should recognize all of the things that are going on in the life of the person who might be a little bit late. Some people who are late are they're just late people, and that's fine. And some people are really, they've got a lot going on, you know. I mean, as chronically on time as I was, when my oldest son was a baby, I was never on time to anything because there was just too much. And and you couldn't plan for it because at the very last minute, there'd be, you know, spit up or something. So, you know, that can also help the people who are typically late. If you have a friend who is on time and uptight about it, mm-hmm. and you're chronically late, if you put yourself in the other person's shoes for a moment, you might think, you know what? I'm actually going to make an extra effort to be on time because this person stresses over it so much that I'm actually causing them some mental anguish by being late, and then change your behavior accordingly, at least, you know, every once in a while.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of hate with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.